Hi.
Oh, pretty good, sir.
Got your note, and I would have to, I wouldn't want it built around me, and I'd want it sealed. If I couldn't come, that'd be all right, but
yeah.
I'd love to, and I have nothing else.
I wouldn't help.
If I feel up to it, and I don't go out of town or something that I'm not aware of at the moment, I'd just love to be there.
All right. No, I wouldn't intend to tell you.
Tell you, sweetheart. Well, the only reason I wouldn't even mind that, I don't mind you telling whoever you're going to be. I just wouldn't want them to be disappointed and feel like I'd let them down or told them a story if I didn't.
And
I just keep fluid that way. But I tell Lydia, I just sure appreciate both of you thinking of me.
All right, fine. We'll leave it like that.
Okay, what did I see? I thought you had a pretty good answer to the Pearson thing. I think that's pretty ugly, the way what they're saying, if they think that. They're telling people, Nick, that Bobby got them investigated so that I could get the blame for it, and that Pearson has declared war on me. That he knows that really I have no basis on it, but that he's doing it. Now, I'll tell you, I don't, this gossip's no point in it, but Walter Jenkins was over at the Madison Hotel for some reason or other. I haven't seen him or talked to him since he left me. But one of the boys that came in this morning that saw a mutual friend of theirs from home said Jack Anderson came up to Walter yesterday and told him all this stuff and said that this is what's happening. Walter told him, said it's utter nonsense, says the president told all of us to never call McNamara or any other cabinet officer on anything unless he asked him to do it, and he told us that he'd never do it on a contract or on a case.
Mm-hmm.
But that's entirely up to the people involved. And Anderson said, well, I rather think that's it myself, but the old man has declared war on him, and from here on out, you're going to see so-and-so and so-and-so. And said, I think it's a frame-up by Bobby getting it started, and then he's going to blame it on the president, whom I really like. Now, we know that it was the observation of the boy that on the staff told us that Walter had thought that Anderson was just making a big talk, hoping that would get to us. That is his way of sending us a message.
Well, Bobby's never said anything about it, one or the other. I don't, you see, the thing is that I, except for possible Internal Revenue stuff, Mr. President, I doubt very much that there's anything in those documents. I'm having them reviewed on the Dodd thing.
Yeah.
So I figure, in a sense, you know, it's a losing battle because they're going to sit there insisting there is stuff. And it's going to be hard to win if there just isn't anything to investigate. With respect to Dodd, because then they're going to, you know, say it's a cover-up and it's a this and it's a that. As far as the other investigations concerned on the leak, we're not going to ever find out who did it.
Yeah, the committee, his employees.
Yeah. I'm sure that it was both past and present employees, but I don't know which ones. And most of them just won't talk about it. Won't discuss it, either that or deny that anything to do with it. The past employees won't talk about it. And I think it's you know, in any event, it'd be an awfully difficult thing to do anything about.
Well, mine.
You start clobbering people for leaks, and I don't write a column every day.
I have this feeling that my relationship has been, I know both of them and known them for a long, long time, and I have no obligation to do anything good or bad to either one of them except to be fair, and it's not my job anyway, and I can't run that department. And I hope you really make it clear to both of them or anybody else that that's the way it's being run. I think you did make it clear.
I'll try to make it clear to everybody. Because it's true and it's important.
Well,
I have a nice letter from Mr. Pearson. It's interesting in the light of that column.
Yeah.
letter to me, which I'm in the process of answering, starts off, "Thank you for listening to Jack Anderson and me. We appreciated your courtesy and patience. We also appreciated your promise to enforce the law regardless of politics in the case of Senator Todd."
I thought he's a little unfair, though, to cut me in there and spare it. It's kind of the way...
You know, that never even came up in the conversation.
That's the way Bobby Baker, though, was started in the post with them.
Yeah.
And it just keeps adding and adding, and pretty soon it becomes an image, and pretty soon God, because God was called down there and told, just like Bobby was told, and just like Shriver was told, that he wouldn't be on the ticket, why, that's that. But I've been in Pearson's home, and I haven't been in Dodd's. I've been associated personally with him more than I ever have with Dodd's.
Mm-hmm.
But he, it's a kind of McCarthy-style thing. Didn't you think so, the last paragraph?
Yes, sir, because one, it never came up in the conversation. I mean, the paragraph just before that, I guess, where he says, I deny that there have been any White House pressure or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he never even raised this in the conversation with me. Of course, if he had said it, I would have denied it because it wasn't true. I would also have denied that you handed me $10,000 cash. Yeah.
Well, don't, if I do, send me a note, promissory note. Okay, thank you a lot, Nick. I'll be seeing you.
I think we'll be all right on that. I suppose there's a couple more columns, but I don't.
I wish you, through Rosenthal and the rest of them, would make abundantly clear that not only is no one, the president, or no individual connected with him, ever had anything, but from the day he became president, that order has been out to blast to you and
The Attorney General Kennedy, and you as acting, and you now, and it just doesn't happen. And the only time anything's ever discussed is the president repeats it. If anybody ever calls you up in the White House, you call him.
All right, sir.
And he has not done it himself, and he doesn't do it. And see that those people know it, so they don't get to be martyrs thinking that we're punishing them, because Pearson's always felt that way.
All right, sir, I'll keep putting it out, not as a statement, but just making sure reporters know
that's good.
Yeah, okay, sir.